France says its military withdrawal is not a failure. But after 9 years of being in Mali, their fight against groups linked to Al-Qaeda and ISIL is now set to change, as conditions for the French are no longer cordial. France says Niger will become the heart for their fight against terrorism.
We cannot stay engaged militarily next to authorities who do not share our strategy nor our objectives. That's the situation we are confronted by in Mali today.
When the French ambassador was expelled from Mali, demonstrators celebrated in the capital, Bamako.
The Mali experience is an experience that is opening up a new era in West Africa, because now it's possible to oppose to what the former colonial masters are doing, and it's also possible to adopt a new strategy that is not a strategy prepared or adopted by France.
The operation, which initially began in Mali, has expanded throughout the Sahel region, with French troops based in different countries. European nations have joined operations, and there's also a 15,000-strong UN peacekeeping force in the country. But a series of coups in Mali, Burkina Faso, Guinea, and an attempted coup in Guinea-Bissau has changed the dynamics in the region. France is uneasy with Mali's military junta's relationship with Russia. Mali says there are Russian soldiers in the country as part of a bilateral agreement. There's growing anti-French sentiment among protesters in West Africa.
We came out today to say we're fed up with the French army. They should stop playing with Africa. We cannot suffer under the sun while their children are comfortable over there. They have everything they want. However, they still come here and exploit our resources.
We know they are our enemies. We asked them to open their vehicles so that we have an idea of the contents. They refused. We know what is inside. Suspect items. They should apologize, change countries, and go far from us.
There could be political implications to France's troop redeployment. West African leaders are aware of growing anti-French feelings. And they're also concerned about the coups in the region, not wanting themselves to lose favor amongst their populations, lest their fate also ends up in a coup. The withdrawal from Mali amounts to a major strategic shift by France. It ends a 9-year mission that successive French presidents had argued was crucial for regional and European security. It now has to redeploy its troops to other West African countries to protect its interests, while keeping those nations on side. Assad Beg, Al Jazeera, Dakar.
And Delina Godjo is a specialist on security issues in the Sahel region. She says it's hard to say whether the French mission has been a success or not.
So the first deployment in 2013 was particularly positive, I would say. I mean, Hollande, who was a French president at the time, was hailed victoriously in Bamako when he arrived, and there was a genuine request on the part of the Malian state to have the French state involved. That operation, which was called Opération Serval, was a consequential operation. So the French were gaining territory increasingly, step after step. They were communicating it particularly well. And that operation, which was concluded after 1 year, was particularly successful. Since then, there have been a number of successes regarding Barkhane in terms of decapitation, which is a form of military action that eliminates the head of a terrorist organization or an armed group. They were able to eliminate a number of leaders, but they weren't able to stem insecurity as much as I believe they would have wanted. So one of the things that Macron keeps repeating is that what they wish to do, what Barkhane is supposed to do, is slow down violence. I believe in that sense, to some extent, they were successful. I mean, this is a very counterfactual analysis. It's hard to tell what would have happened in Barkhane's absence.